And welcome back, everybody, to Real Talk for Realtors. My name is Rory Paquette. I'm your host. Thank you so much for joining us today. Love that intro. Love that intro. And yeah, love the intro. I really love the rest of the song. Maybe I'll play the entire thing for you guys sometime. But before we get started, let me get a quick sip of my preferred beverage over here. Man, this hay fever out here. Between the poor air quality and the weather changing, boy, it's something. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you guys about something today that, it's been coming up. It's been coming up. And frankly, it's been rearing its ugly head for the last 30 years as I've been in the business. And that is the question of time. And when I say time, I'm not talking about your schedule. I'm talking about the way that we all like to say, well, you know, I don't have time for that. That's not worth my time. Okay. When I was brand new in the business, there was a group of us who all got licensed together. When we got into the business, most of us went to the same brokerage. We kind of hung out together and sort of grew up together in the business, you know, and there was five of us. One of the ladies that was in this group, got a referral right off the bat for this very big house, very expensive, but it was old and it needed a lot of, not just work, but because it was sort of, historic and it had some work that needed to be done that, you know, needed special permissions and, you know, all this kind of thing. There was also a zoning question that was coming up that needed some answers. And I remember sitting there at lunch with, you know, our group and this lady going, you know, she's talking about it. And she goes, you know, I think I'm going to have to just turn down the listing. And I looked at her and went, you know, why? Why would you do that? And she goes, you know, just all that work. I mean, it's just not really worth my time, you know? And the other people were like nodding their heads going, oh yeah, 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 I understand. And I said, wait a minute. You know, not to put too fine a point on it, but do you have the time? And she goes, well, I guess. I said, no, really. I mean, you're brand new. You don't have any buyers. You don't have any other sellers. This was referred to you through, you know, your husband and his business. You don't have any other business. You just started. I mean, this sounds like a great way to learn how to navigate all these things and actually, you know, put the time into this listing because you actually do have the time. I said, it'd be different if you had 15 listings and, you know, your dollar per hour would have been spent, you know, a whole lot better doing something else, but you don't have anything else to do. And she looked at me like she couldn't even believe that I had said it. And then it sunk in. She goes, you know what? You're right. I'm going to take it. I'm going to do this. I mean, you know, it ended up not being as bad as she thought. And she sold it in about 3 months and, you know, cashed a check. I mean, 4 months in, she cashed a check for, you know, pretty nice chunk of change. I still feel like I should have got a referral on that. But I mean, hey, you know, I digress. But the moral of the story is that we are so quick to do that. You know, I have a very good friend of mine who is in the business who preaches that you have to watch your dollar per hour. You have to always be spending your time on the activities that have the highest dollar per hour. When you're at his level, when you're established, when you have business, when you've got clients, you know, yes, 100% I agree with him. If you're new, if you, you know, don't have an established business, or if you're an established realtor, but you don't have business right now. I mean, if you don't have any listings, for instance, you may have a couple buyers you're working with, but if you don't have any listings, then don't tell me you don't have time. I mean, there are people who have one or two buyers running around and no listings in their inventory, and I'll talk to them about some activities to try and, you know, get some prospecting going, and they'll tell me, you know, it's just not a real good use of my time. And I look them right in the eye and I go, well, what the hell are you spending your time on? Because it sure as hell isn't real estate. we get caught in this trap way too often. If you want to be a six-figure realtor, okay, then you've got to do what you've got to do. And you have to be real about where you are. You have to be real about your time. Now, if you have 22 listings and, you know, 8 buyers and you're running around and you've, you know, you're thinking about hiring an assistant because you're so busy, well, then maybe you don't have time to do an open house or do a, you know, tell 20 or to, you know, work a, you know, an expired program. Okay. Maybe, you know, if you have that kind of volume, you don't have time to, you know, go talk to for sale by owners and explain the process to them. I mean, hey, I get it. Very often when we have an uncomfortable task, we say we don't have time because we really just don't want to do it. But if you're not banging six figures, if you're not bringing that home, and I don't mean making that, okay, and then spending 40 grand on advertising and everything else. I'm talking about clearing, bringing home for you and your family at least six figures. Then you are not maximizing your time. In this day and age, in this world that we live in, with the technology that we have, with the knowledge that you should have in this business, there is absolutely no reason for a realtor who wants to work, who has the desire to be great, to not be. There is no reason in the world for you not to be bringing home at least six figures. None. Said what I said. You know, I talk about open houses a lot to some of my people. Nobody wants to do them. I understand. It's Sunday. Everybody would rather be at home with the family, or they'd rather be out with a buyer, you know, trying to make some money. Look, I get it. If you've got a buyer that wants to go see houses and they're hot and they're pre-approved and ready to rock and you think they're going to write and you got second showings coming up, hey, I'd rather do that than an open house too. But again, do you have the time? Do you have something else going on Sunday between noon and 6? And I say between noon and 6 because I used to do open houses for an hour and a half, and I'd do 3 every Sunday. You heard that right. We'd go 12 to 1:30. And then I'd go to the next one, and I'd run that one from 2 to 3:30. And I'd go to the next one, and I'd run that one from 4 to 6. And again, you might go, 6 hours on a Sunday? Oh, no way. You know, it's not worth my time. Do you have the time? If you're busy on that Sunday, I get it. But if you're not, then why not? What is the worst thing that happens? The worst thing that happens is you sat 3 open houses, you got no buyers, you got no leads for the listing itself, you got nobody coming in who needs to sell their house, you got absolutely nothing out of it, right? You spent your entire Sunday doing what? Making your sellers happy. Folks, sellers want service. And everybody they talk to is going to tell them, oh, I don't bother with open houses. Those don't work. I've sold plenty of homes that in one way or another came from open houses. Either I sold the house I was holding open, or someone came through that needed to sell their house. I got their listing and I sold that one. Or somebody came through and didn't want to buy that house, but they weren't represented, and they wanted to buy some other house. And we got to talking in the open house because, hey, we're sitting there face-to-face in the comfort of, you know, this home. They're eating some cookies, you know, bottle of water. Everybody's happy. And I set up an appointment, and we get them out, and I sell them a different house. Folks, prospecting and meeting people is the name of the game. And let me ask you this too. A lot of people are like, oh no, you know, I mean, I'll buy a billboard. You know, I'll pay for bench ads. I'll buy a billboard. In my area, I got realtors on billboards all over the place. those rotating billboards, $1,400 a month in my area. And you're not even on there all the time. You're rotating with somebody else. You want to spend $1,400 to be on there with five other people, rotating digitally, and it's basically just your business card up in the air? But you won't spend 2 hours of your time to go sit in an open house? I mean, if your time's worth $700 an hour, then power to you. We're going to talk more about open houses and things like that later. We're going to talk about all these different activities that I named and things like that later. But right now, I want you to get the concept of time into your head. I want you to start really thinking about that, because it's so, so commonplace, folks, for us to sit there and go, I don't have time. It's not worth my time. Every time you say that to yourself, it isn't worth my time, stop, remember this podcast, and go, do I have the time? And that is one of the first steps towards bringing home over six figures. I can't wait to work with every one of you and talk to you more. Folks, it's time to pump this up and get yourselves on fire. It is time, time, time for you to use your time. You just got to believe it. Until next time.